And on the Roadhouse, we're joined on the phone by Bob King, who is a photographer for the Duluth News Tribune and photo editor, as well as an astronomer. And he has a blog called Astro Bob, and he's been doing that for the Duluth News Tribune since 2008. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Bob.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you. There's an awful lot happening in the night sky these days, and we wanted to check in with you and see what things you have. Your blog has a lot of information. One of the first things I noticed was that we have Harvest Moon going on.
Yes, that happens tomorrow evening when the moon will rise. Actually, it'll rise a little bit before sunset tomorrow, and it will be full tomorrow night. And, of course, the moon, the full moon closest to the fall equinox is the Harvest Moon.
Okay. And so that allows people to work a little later?
Yes. Well, at least it used to, because back long ago, there were more farmers working in America, and they would work late into the evening, and the moonlight would allow them to work virtually through the evening because it would rise shortly after the sun would set and provide that additional light that they might need for harvesting. So that's where we get the name.
Yeah, I think most farmers who are actually out there harvesting now are probably in combines with pretty powerful lights, so I'm not sure that the Harvest Moon matters a whole lot.
No, but maybe they look at it through their windshield and enjoy the sight just the same.
I'd like to think that most farmers still enjoy seeing that, yes. You also write about zodiacal light. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's actually zodiacal. It's still a mouthful either way.
And either one would be a mouthful for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that a lot of listeners, especially up in northern Minnesota, might have the chance to see because the skies are dark up there. There's not much light pollution. It's a glow. It's actually comet dust that glows in the morning sky in the east, and it appears just before the start of dawn. It looks like a huge wedge or cone of light that rises up in the east, about halfway up in the sky, almost touching the Milky Way. Hmm. And the glow, it's very smooth. It's not like the Milky Way, which sort of has a texture to it. The glow is actually light reflected from dust left by comets when they come in and orbit near the sun. And they get the tails on them, and some of the little bits of ice and rock get dropped off as they orbit. And that is then lit up by the sun. But the thing is about the light is we have to wait now about 2 weeks. We have to get the moon out of the sky before you can see it because you need dark skies, no moon, to see this phenomena. But once the moon is gone, the 2 weeks or so from the middle of October to the end will be perfect.
That's fascinating. The other thing that getting the moon out of the way will help with is people being able to see the northern lights, Aurora Borealis. And Buck and I were talking earlier, one of the things people come up this time of the year to see specifically to the Boundary Waters and to the North Shore is to see the Northern Lights.
I know. We had such a wonderful display this summer. You may have seen it yourself back in July. Here in Duluth, it was magnificent, even just right on the edge of town. But it's been very quiet lately. No Northern Lights. There hasn't been a lot of activity in the sun directed towards the earth. But traditionally, the equinoxes, spring and fall, are the best times for the northern light. So I always keep my eye open on the northern sky. And the reason for that has to do with how the material from the sun comes to the earth and how the earth is aimed right to receive it during those seasons. So maybe we'll get northern light soon, just for the time being. All is quiet.
Yeah. In years past, I know that's the time that I've usually seen them the most and the most spectacular displays. And part of it is that it gets dark a little sooner, a little earlier. It's not just 4 hours of actual dark as it is midsummer, but it's also the time when you have time to be up and to enjoy it and see it.
That makes such a huge difference because you're right. During the summer, I'm usually out at 11:30 at night looking or taking pictures of the northern lights, so it's such a joy to instead be out at 8 or 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. Let's hope it happens soon.
Yeah.
One thing, when there ever is a possibility for northern lights in our region, I will always update my blog with that information. I keep very close tabs on these different ways to monitor the sun and whether we might get them, so people can check back there if they'd like.
And that's Astro Bob.
Astro Bob. You can just type in Astro Bob in Google. Just put a space between the Astro and the Bob, otherwise you'll get an astrology website. Not the astronomy website.
Well, I do know that that works, because I just did that this afternoon, and you came up right away.
Oh, that's good.
So there's other things going on in the night sky and actually around the solar system right now. There's a little vehicle running around on the surface of Mars, I believe.
Oh, isn't that the best? Just think, that thing is the size of a small car, and it is. It weighs a couple thousand pounds, and it's rolling around on Mars, and it just made a fantastic discovery of the first positive discovery of river-rounded pebbles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there are no pictures ever taken of any place on Mars from any of the other rovers that show this feature. Just happened to come across it. It was an ancient riverbed, and the pebbles have eroded out of the riverbed and fallen and dropped onto the ground below. And if you look at these pictures, if you go to the Curiosity Mars website, you'll see what look like pebbles very similar to what you'd see in the streams around our region. It's just remarkable. And there's no question that streams and rivers must have at least flowed through this crater floor where Curiosity is right now.
Well, and also amazing that those rocks are still there and haven't been ground up into dust by some other force or some other action that's going on. I wanted to back up just a second. You mentioned the website for Curiosity. Are there not also websites that help to predict or track northern lights?
There are. And it's hard to give those names over the telephone exactly. I do have the Northern Light links on my blog.
That's probably
off to the right side. There's a link section there. You can just look in there, and there are places. One is called the KP Index, and that tells you the probability of northern lights. Another one is called the Oval, and that shows you a satellite photograph of the full extent of the northern lights. It's like a giant cap on the top of the Earth and bottom of the Earth,
mm-hmm.
and you can use those pictures and information you can predict it yourself. Those links can be helpful to people.
Sure. What I always do, since I live right up near the Canadian border, I just turn on Canadian public radio, and if the signal is really strong, then I know that there's no northern lights happening at that moment. But if the signal is really weak or maybe a little fuzzy, I can tell that there's northern lights actually happening. And
no kidding. That's fabulous. And does it work?
It does, yeah. Actually, years ago, before there was WTIP and before there was other broadcast stations in the area, all we got was, I think, CKPR out of Thunder Bay. And we were able to tell whether it was worth staying up to see if there were northern lights. So I'd make myself an extra cup of tea before bed.
That's a great way to do it. You know, the main thing is, for me, and what I always tell people, you can always check those different indicators, which is great. But the main thing is just go out and look. You know, before you go to bed, or, you know, if you have a chance, I always say when you're out walking your dog, take a look at the northern sky and see if there's any kind of a glow going on down there. I don't know about how it is exactly in Grand Marais, but it must be similar to Duluth, where I live. There's nothing north of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see a glow on the northern horizon, it's almost guaranteed to be the start of a northern light display. So it's good to just be looking.
And then eventually you'll see the shooting going up into the center of the sky, hopefully.
Well, that's what we always hope. Sometimes it just simmers down there for a while and it never gets going. But every display is interesting, you know, and you can never predict them exactly, which is what keeps my interest, that's for sure.
Well, these things are all transitory things that come and go. What about things that are just regular pace things, like the planets that are coming and going right now?
Oh, that's a great question. The planet Jupiter is the one that's nudging its way finally into the evening sky. If you go out at around 10:30, right after the news, let's say, and you look to the northeast, you'll see a very bright star low in the northeastern sky, very low. It's the brightest of them all, and that is the planet Jupiter coming up in the constellation of Taurus, the Bull. If you stay up even later than that, of course, Jupiter gets higher in the sky, easier to see. And much later, if you happen to be out at dawn looking for that zodiacal light, you can't miss Venus, very bright object, the brightest of all the planets, due east at dawn, about halfway up in the sky, a real blazer.
Venus is distinctly colored too, and it's always easy to see that one.
Yeah, they look kind of pale yellow to me. Mars is out in the evening sky, but very low, very faint. Saturn is pretty much gone now, so we're in sort of a dearth of planets. It's good to see Jupiter coming back onto the scene.
Well, I have a couple more questions I wanted to ask, but the first is, we just did a story, I don't know if you were listening to the radio, about a ball-obsessed dog who sniffs out whale scat out in the ocean. And obviously, you're kind of star-obsessed, and you've been maybe doing this for a long time.
Yeah, I have.
Over the years, what's the most interesting thing that you've come across in viewing the night sky?
Well, I don't know. I'm a simple guy in some ways. I still just like seeing meteors, for instance. You know, I like any meteor is just a kick for me. I love the Northern Lights. I guess if I had a very favorite thing that I follow constantly through the years, they're comets.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have, not this year, but next year, there are two comets that could become amazingly bright and beautiful in the evening sky. One in the spring and another one in November. And I'm so looking forward to 2013 for these two comets. I've already written about them on the blog, and I'll have much more in the months to come. But if I were to pick one thing that just moved me, it was seeing a comet that broke up as it was orbiting Jupiter, and the pieces of it pummeled the planet and created these huge, dark soot clouds.
Hmm.
And I looked at Jupiter through my telescope. I could actually see those clouds.
Wow.
From the bombardment. And to see that in real time, I don't know, it just makes it seem like the solar system is a pretty amazing place.
And it's a big place, but it's not so big that you can't see individual occurrences. That is really spectacular.
It really is.
Well, like,
there have been many things, but that is one thing that does stand out especially.
Well, like many people in Cook County and around the North Shore, you have a real day job, and yet your obsession is with seeing things at night. When do you sleep?
I get asked that a lot. I sleep during the afternoon meetings here at work. No, I don't. If I'm out, I might get to bed at midnight or 1 a.m. I might get up at 7 or 8, and then, I don't know, I still hobble through the day, I guess. I have a very interesting job as a photographer, and I think it's that job that just kind of keeps me going.
Sure.
I have a lot to do, and I meet really interesting people, so there's much joy for life in that. So, but yes, I do crash occasionally. It usually happens in the late afternoon. That's when I get my cup of tea.
Yeah.
It does give me a little kick.
Well, is there anything else that people should be looking for out there in the night sky right now?
At the moment, I would just say the moon is a really wonderful thing to look for. And for whoever would like to watch the moon rise, it'll be coming up right around sunset for three nights in a row. And I've got the times of moonrise for the Duluth area on my blog today. And also a way to figure out for yourself exactly when the moon rises over your house, too. So I would say that's probably it for the moment.
Well, that's great. Well, seeing the moon rise over the bay in Grand Marais is always a real treat, and that's going to be a special thing. We've been talking with Bob King. He's a photographer and photo editor at the Duluth News Tribune, as well as an astronomer. And he has a blog called Astro Bob, and it has all kinds of wonderful information. And you should take a look at it and see what sort of things are happening in the night sky. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.